Welcome back to Giants.com, everybody. Joined by Howard Cross, I am John Schmelk, and it's time to play everybody's favorite game, Fact or Fiction. Here we go. Statement number one. Odell Beckham will score his first touchdown of the season this week against the Washington Redskins. Howard, fact or fiction?
I'm going to say it's going to be a fact, and the reason why I'm going to say it's a fact, there's too many receivers right now for the Washington Redskins to cover. I think with Sterling Shepard, Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham, Larry Donnell, Will Tye, and even Vereen out of the backfield. There are a lot of guys that you cover, so there can't be a lockdown scenario on Odell. You got to remember that last year, Odell was kind of the lone survivor out there as a receiver core. So either he caught touchdowns or the team didn't do well. And that's pretty much what happened for the offense last year. This year, there are a lot of options. So when he gets open, he'll be open. And Eli doesn't care who he throws it to. So if you get open in the end zone, you're going to get your shot.
Odell Beckham has not gone three straight games without a touchdown since weeks 9, 10, and 11 of his rookie season. Statement number two, Howard. Jordan Reed is Kirk Cousins' most important target. Fact or fiction?
I think fiction because I think it's him and Crowder. I think the two slot guys, whether it's Jordan on one side or Crowder on the other side, or them on the same side, the two slot guys, the two inside receivers, are the easiest guy for Cousins to hit because they're closer to him. He can get the ball out faster to them. The outside guys, to get a deep pass off, you have to take a five-step drop. You have to hold on to the ball a little bit longer. So those guys become less important. The inside guys are where the targets are going, and those are the guys he's looking for.
As our resident tight end, what makes Jordan Reed so tough to deal with?
You know, he's a shifty kind of tight end running routes. He's not the tallest, biggest guy, but he does have the ability to break open. He uses his body well to get separation. And he's not slow. He's a quick guy. So quick in small spaces. You don't have to run a 4-4 to be the guy. If you can make quick cuts and make quick turns with a wider body guy, it gives you a chance to catch the ball.
Averaging about 11 or 12 yards per catch. They'll use him down the field. They'll use him down the seam. And right now, he's the most productive tight end in football, with Rob Gronkowski not having played yet this year because of that injury. Howard, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, John.
For Howard Cross, I'm John Schmelk. That's Fact or Fiction. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend on Giants.com, everybody. Have a great day.